This is the Word Alive podcast, and I am Pastor Wilbur Allen III. I want to share with you from Revelation chapter 21, verses 2 and 3. The Bible states, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God." I believe this is one of the most powerful verses in the Bible. And I just want to share with you, first and foremost, these two verses reflect more history than what is in the totality of the Holy Writ. Oh, yes, these two verses, Revelation 21, 2 and 3, portrays more history than all of the Holy Writ. Now, how is that possible? It is possible through the fact that this portrays the eternal realm. And as we know, the eternal realm is not bound by the laws of time. Whereas in the Holy Writ, all of the history, all the stories that are portrayed is within the human realm, within of this world, which is bound by time. So I find this the most compelling portion of scripture. It gives us a glimpse into how the world is going to be. There's some good news here, and the good news is the fact that this life, this world as we see, will give way to a new world order. I remember there was a president who coined that phrase, a new world order. Well, I tell you, all the things that we have experienced in this life, all the things that we have gone through, the gains, the losses, even the disappointments, all of this will give way to a new world order. Verse 4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any pain, for the former things are passed away." So all those things that we all know of this life will be something of the past. And I just want to share with you, this is good news. And finally, this one particular point I want to share with you is the fact that everything we do in this life has implications for our eternal existence. So I just want to tell you, have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, and one day you will see him in peace. Blessings to each and to every one of you.